Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Despite billions in government investments, electric vehicles, or EVs, are now piling up on dealer lots. They're not selling very well. In fact, gas-powered cars, according to the reports that we're seeing, seem to be selling a lot faster and a lot more than the EVs. And, you know, I think ultimately their day will come. You know, ultimately the technology, it just improves over time. There's no doubt about that. But right now, after all this investment, after all these mandates, you know, it's still not doing it, folks. It's not doing it. People want to have stuff that they can rely on. They know that works and that there's, I don't know, let me see here. What's the word I'm looking for? Infrastructure that would need to be there. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Thursday edition of the program. Welcome to everybody. 949-822-7959 is the number. Now, we're going to get right back with Denise Simon here in just a moment. We're going to be opening up the phone lines for questions for Denise at the bottom of the hour, this hour. So if you have a question or comment, you're welcome to call in if you have something you want to say or ask of Denise Simon. And also, folks, don't forget, you can go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message during the program this morning. Welcome to everyone on AM 860. Welcome to everyone on AM 930. Welcome to everyone along the GCN network. Thanks to everybody at GCN, by the way, working very hard for the show. And we have so much more to talk about and cover this morning. And let's go right back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we were talking a little bit of politics right before the top of the hour news. And I do want to ask you about this, though. And just briefly, Lauren Boebert, she's now going to go run from the 4th District of Colorado, abandoning her sights on the 3rd District where she currently serves. Now she's saying, well, you know, she's going to, you know, get away from the big money that's coming against her. There's a lot of money that's coming against her. Mm-hmm. But is this doable for her? And does they, because I think the Republican Party in Colorado was a little shocked by this, and they've expressed some concern about being able to even hold on to the 3rd District. Or is that going to be an easy peasy?
Well, how does that, exactly how does that work? I mean, did she physically move?
She's going to be moving in. She made a statement earlier, and she said she'll be moving in 2024 to the 4th District, which is mm-hmm. a very rural area, we understand.
Wasn't she the one that had the scandal here not too long ago with the boyfriend in the movie theater?
She's in the process of, or just got divorced, if I don't know exactly which, but it's she's gone through that, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't too long ago that I interviewed myself, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And one of the questions that I had asked Marjorie Taylor Greene was, you know, the machinations, you know, what really is happening that we should necessarily know that she didn't get a chance to really say. And interestingly enough, she didn't have any kind words at all to say about Lauren Boebert. She said, I tried real hard to be friends with her and get along with her, but that just wasn't going to work out. So there's other things that it sounds like that are happening there with Lauren Boebert. And I would say that if another Republican wins over her, regardless of what district, 3rd or 4th, I think I would be fine with that.
Well, it, of course, she was doing not doing too well against Adam Frisch, who's a Democrat. He's an Aspen City Council member, I believe. Mm-hmm. But she's moving over to the 4th. Now, there's the Ken Buck is retiring, not running again. Yeah. So I guess they feel that it's pretty stable in terms of that it's going to be a Republican win. But does she bring with her, though, some of this baggage like you're talking about, which can really impact that election?
Yes. Colorado's a problem here, ladies and gentlemen, and it doesn't begin and end with Lauren Boebert. I would argue, sadly so, that Ken Buck kind of went sideways on us. He wrote a book several years ago. I read the book. It was a very easy read, kind of giving you an insight on how stupid the House runs when it comes to money and power and votes and all those other kinds of things. And I thought this guy was a real patriot, and he was. But here in the last year or so, he went sideways on us, and I think somehow he's kind of fallen in with the CNN crowd. Then we have this obviously this Colorado Supreme Court decision on Trump, so I don't think Colorado's the state that we once thought it was. Maybe it's because it's become kind of what the freewheeling marijuana capital of the country.
Right. Well, you know, but we got some great listeners, by the way, in Colorado that keep in touch. And
we need them to force multiply.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, Bill in the Denver area, He sent a direct message just a little while ago, and he says, this will explain the mindset of the Colorado voter. He said, check out the Feliz Navidad thing from Jared Polis, the governor, right? And so I don't know. You know, just maybe there's a lot of weird stuff going on there. But you got people in Colorado who want to, you know, make sure that things go well, though. That's for sure.
Well, and we, you know, we're all about helping the state out, for sure. But maybe somebody needs to go knock on Ken Buck's door because it's a chance. He's not running again, but maybe it's a chance to, on the outside of government that he, I would say, you know, gets on the right side of the debates here in policy and, lead this charge.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Denise Simon, stay right there. Folks, we are coming right back. Right after this, and again at the bottom of the hour, we'll open up the telephone lines for questions, comments, opinions, and everything else, by the way. It's Thursday morning, folks. We're live, we're happy, and we're coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you are a migrant bus and you're coming from Texas to New York City, the mayor there has decreed this, that you can only come there between the hours of 8 a.m. and 12 p.m., Monday through Friday, and you have to drop off at a specific point. You know, it sounds like drop off at middle school to me. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program. We, of course, are having a lot of fun here on this Thursday morning edition. And if you'd like to opine, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour for Denise Simon, 949-822-7959. And, of course, we do have Denise Simon with us, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning. And yeah, now they want to continue to blame Abbott. Most of those buses are not coming from Abbott in Texas.
Well, but it sounds like the drop off rules for a junior high or something like that. You know, it's like, listen, north to pick up, south to drop off, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's also threatening to impound the buses.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, so, but, you know, because I asked this question earlier in the show, you know, the guy says they're a sanctuary city. I mean, they can't they just say they're not a sanctuary city anymore? But they're.
Yeah, there. I was just going to say that. How about getting it right? If you know, it's a sanctuary city, essentially a sanctuary state. You should have been prepared all along for an insurgency of illegals, wherever they come from, I might add. Senegal or China. What was the problem?
Well, indeed. And, of course, at the southern border where Governor Abbott's state is, the migrants don't come across at
particular times in a particular spot. You know, just this whole thing is just, it's just ridiculous. But
And now you've got Blinken and you got Mayorkas, who yesterday went to Mexico with a big confab with Obrador, and to deal with, because I think there is the most massive migration train caravan that's on its way.
That's
most
right.
Massive one yet. Okay. So I was watching that yesterday. There's not a single deliverable that came out of that meeting yesterday. There was not one thing that Blinken or the United States, put it that way, could announce that was productive and agreed to with Mexico. Not one. And in fact, Blinken actually talked about in questions or part of a press release, Ukraine's borders. So we're talking about Ukraine's borders, but not our own. So this whole dog and pony show that happened in Mexico yesterday did nothing. And I would argue, if they were serious, they would have invited Governor Abbott along on the trip.
Indeed. Well, I think you're right about that, if they were really serious about it. And and on yesterday's program, we did mention this caravan. They say it could grow up to some 15,000 people. And by the way, just in the fiscal year 2024, they've already caught 31 people on the terror watch list trying to come across the border. It was like 173 for last fiscal year, and it's gone up dramatically in the last couple of years. So
we have 3 million, over 3 million cases before the judges, and some of these cases are literally, you know, scheduled out years in advance. 3 million.
That's huge. Yeah, and this is why it's 2031. And they asked John Kirby about that at the White House. Why is this 2031, you know? And he goes,
why
can't...
deferred.
Yeah, I can't
talk
about that.
He didn't. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Next question.
Well, exactly. Well, I tell you what, that's a great transition, by the way, because I also wanted to ask you about what's going on in the Red Sea, because now we've got some of these four of these large shipping firms. They're going to start coming back into the Red Sea, we understand. They believe the U.S. is, you know, going to help to prevent further attacks. But I suppose that just means shooting down the missiles or the drones, right?
Well, we don't have a timeline on any of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're taking steps to get ready to do that. Yeah.
Yes. So, I wouldn't get too terribly excited that virtually every cargo shipping company has bailed out on the Red Sea. And, you know, they're desperate to get them back. So we have this other Potemkin Village coalition countries that have stepped in that they're going to do something to deal with the Houthis, when I would argue that there was one on that cargo ship, I think yesterday, that was attacked. That was already there. So, I'm not excited about the fact that they're going to stabilize the area anytime soon.
Well, turning to Ukraine just briefly here, what do you think? Is there any truth to the idea? Ukraine is saying they may have destroyed a large Russian warship.
Yes, it is true.
Okay, so because I think the Russians had said there was some damage, but it's actually come out.
It's sunk.
Yeah, okay, well then it's a lot of damage. More damage than one might think, exactly. But again, they try to minimize that as well.
Of course.
When it first came out.
Of course. And now there's apparently some chatter that there could be a resolution here where Ukraine has to give up some territory to stop this war. And I don't know where that necessarily is coming from, but I'm seeing some of this yesterday. And Zelensky is not going to give up any kind of territory, and I don't think that he should. Giving up territory doesn't seem to work. Hello, Israel, who gave up Gaza.
That's right.
Doesn't seem to work.
Well, and you're exactly right. It doesn't work, and it's an appeasement strategy. Right, in terms of what Ukraine would be doing And Putin, of course, would try to get the, you know, the prime real estate that he wants. He's not gonna come away with anything other than that. You know, he's not gonna agree to that.
Under the Bush administration, Putin attacked Georgia, and they got part of that territory as the resolution. And the part of the territory in Georgia that is now under Russian control, they hate it. They hate it. But, you know, what are they supposed to do now? So, you know, facts are pesky little things here. And you know, if you think of any kind of conflict that we have necessarily had in the last 20 or 30 years, Russia's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was Putin or not, that's just the way it is.
Well, what's going on with North Korea? Because state media there is talking about how Kim is ordering the military to accelerate war preparations. What should we think about this in the sense of, is this local consumption? Or
I think it's kind of bloviating here a little bit. I'm not quite sure what he has in his arsenal. I think he's got some missiles for sure, but... you know, is he going to, you know, a lot of his ammunition has now been sold to Russia because Russia's out of ammunition. The United States is out of ammunition.
Right.
But, yeah, so I think some of that's bloviating.
Well, and of course, also he desperately wants to be relevant, I guess, but to come out and say these kinds of things. And of course, it's right before New Year's. It's kind of like, hey, remember me. I'm still there. And I'm going to come up and bother you from time to time.
As Biden leaves Camp David for where he spent Christmas, and now he's gone to, you know, his millionaire's home in St. Croix to finish out this vacation, Christmas vacation, Iran has actually tripled its production of 60% enriched uranium in the past 5 weeks. 5 weeks. So
well, that's significant. Very significant.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So where is this National Security Council? Where are these confabs? I mean, do we have a mobile situation room that that Biden is using while he's in, you know, some millionaire's house in St. Croix for the rest of the year?
I don't think so. But all I can think is that, you know, I guess it's just good that just Trump's not in office. You know, just finally all the adults, Denise, are just taking care of business.
Yeah, we're all in the room, aren't we?
Yeah. We could all just sleep well at night knowing that everything's just A-OK. Well, Denise, stay right there because we're coming up to the bottom of the hour break. And we are having a lot of fun despite all these very serious problems, obviously. But, Denise, we're going to talk to you right after the short break. Stay right there, folks. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And head over to founderscode.com, by the way. Check out the articles and materials that Denise has over there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You USA News update. In the first 2 months of the fiscal year, 30 people attempting to enter the country illegally at the southern border have been apprehended and their names found on the FBI's terror screening database.
It comes across as uncontrolled management. It is not good. It's not good for us who live down here on the border.
Monica Weisberg-Stewart with the Texas Border Coalition says this serves as a warning for the entire nation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are currently in Mexico meeting with President Lopez Obrador. The focal point of the discussions, as stated by the U.S. State Department, will be the unprecedented migration and border security challenges. Israel is currently showing what it claims to be the largest Hamas tunnel discovered to date. The same time, a communications blackout has affected most of the Gaza Strip due to Israel's expansion of its ground invasion into the central part of the region. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Thursday morning edition of the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, and simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, once again, we're back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, we've got some very patient callers who have been waiting to talk to you.
Lord.
Yeah, so we're going to start off with Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise Simon.
Kyle?
Yes.
Denise?
Good morning.
Thank you again for giving me this opportunity. I don't know if my comments got out last night. I think I might have been cut off. But, you know, there are a couple of things. Everything suddenly has become very comical. Wouldn't you love to have witnessed a conversation between Z and Biden?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
watching Z with that deadpan poker face, telling Biden in a matter-of-fact way, I'm taking back Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just hilarious. If you allow me, I want to piggyback what I said last night about Andrew Weissman, okay? His social privilege coats him in Teflon, okay? Any C-plus U.S. attorney okay, can prosecute this guy with three federal felonies under the U.S. Code. If there's a U.S. attorney out there, he can correct me. You've got insurrection, federal felony, executing an overthrow of the United States government. You add to that embezzlement. His fraudulent Russia collusion investigation cost the U.S. taxpayers over $50 million. Where'd that money go? There's no return on investment on
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just a total comical outrage. Okay? His social privilege insults me. Okay? He's coated in Teflon. There is no C-plus U.S. attorney that it would ever even touch him. You know, it's just a total outrage.
I'll just say real quick, that's why these elections are so very important. Who's running the show is a big deal. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Neil.
I just wanted to mention, okay, it's bouncing around a little bit. Okay. You know, we're all hopefully optimistic about Trump's return. But let me remind your audience, okay, Biden's still at 39% approval rating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you, you know, add to that, they're telling, Biden got 81 million votes in 2020. Okay? I mean, it just challenges the laws of gravity. It just is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
39% approval with everything we are witnessing right now. Totally comical. Let me just move on to one more thing, and I'll shut my mouth.
Real quick, because we want to go to another caller
right,
as well.
Anthony Blinken and Mayorkas, okay? This is, again, this is comedy, okay? The puppeteers sent them to Mexico to talk with the president about U.S. sovereignty, okay? Protecting U.S. territorial sovereignty. We're asking the president of Mexico to protect U.S. sovereignty.
Right.
It is totally ridiculous.
Indeed. All right, Neil and Henderson, we appreciate the call. We'll give Denise a chance to respond, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I want to say this real quick because when he mentioned Andrew Weissman and the Mueller and Russiagate and that whole thing, that's been a burr under my saddle for the longest time because – I believe that whole thing, you know, was plotted not by Hillary because she's not that smart. She just attached her name to it and did all the approval. But I would say, where is Trump on this? Because there was a lawsuit against a handful of those people, and he dropped that lawsuit. The question is why? And it may be because he's just running out of money for his legal department, if you will. I mean, he's got lawyers in and out. But yes, that to me is, you know, we hear Liz Cheney and that whole J6 thing call it the big lie. Well, the big lie was Russiagate.
No kidding. And it was demonstrably so.
And so where are the challenges to all of the FBIers that were part of the Mueller operation and all those lawyers? It's been a burr under my... Thank you, Neil, for that one, because it's a burr under my saddle, too.
Well, we appreciate the call very much. Let's head over to line two. We got Backgammon and Bob. He's got a question for you. Good morning, Backgammon and Bob.
Morning.
Good morning.
You see where Ramaswamy dropped out?
Not really.
No, he's just not spending on TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he stopped spending on everything.
Correct. He says there are other ways.
I also saw a clip on where he's going to support Trump too.
Yeah, he has said that all along, but I don't think he's dropped out of the race yet. I'm not seeing that on social media anywhere, except that he's not doing any more TV advertising.
Well, assuming that he does drop out, even if he hasn't officially, do you think all of his support? Think his supporters will go for Trump?
He'll tell people to do that, yeah.
Sure, and he may have no choice. You see, I think his polling isn't all that great as well. That's what I understand.
Well, if we can believe Xi, which I think you usually can believe these guys to some degree, We're going to have a whole lot more to worry about than local politics here if China invades Taiwan.
That's right.
And if we decide, if we don't live up to any commitments, and what happens if China goes in there and there's 2 or 3 million Taiwanese die?
That could
well happen.
Precisely right. So we're going to have to. It won't be a conventional warfare on either side. And I'm not sure that the United States is fully prepared for any kind of hybrid warfare. Or certainly not for, you know, bombs and ammunition.
Well, if we start losing aircraft carriers with 5,000 people on them, which is very well possible, it's not going to be pretty.
Well,
anyway.
Silent service. We'll have to see what they can necessarily do. I do want to mention before we close here that we had these Palestinians, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that blocked the entrance to JFK Airport yesterday.
And LAX, yeah.
And LAX, causing people to miss their flights. Now,
well, they just got to start getting in there and arrest them and hauling them away. If it takes the military, declare martial law and whatever it is, but they can't permit this to happen.
Because these pro-Palestinians are preventing people from the ability to move about the country freely. And, you know, it's costing people, you know, they could be late for their job, they could be late for, you know, all kinds of things if they miss their flights. So I would say, ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your seatbelts or put on your seatbelts, because this is an indication of what New Year's Eve is going to be.
You know, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was actually saying that earlier about these other events that are coming up. They're demonstrating from the Thanksgiving Day parade to this. And I know exactly where they were on Century Boulevard. As I go to LAX
many times.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they start, jammed up as it is. Yeah, go ahead, back, Emma Bob.
Kyle, isn't this in effect an invasion of the Muslim ideology?
Well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't actually package it that way. But
it's sympathizers. It's sympathizers that believe that they're now going to disrupt things in this country based on their ideology or their beliefs or their agenda. Maybe that's a better way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I guess that's it. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Hey, thank you, Beck, Emma, Bob. Take care. Enjoyed the call. And we'll talk to you again real soon. Yeah, Denise, yeah, I know that the idea now that they're going to start making people's lives miserable.
Miserable.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And you're right. I worry about New York City on New Year's Eve. And I hope that they have everything in place.
Chicago, Philadelphia, yep. Atlanta.
L.A. again. I mean, no matter what. So people just have to be really careful, because they were attacking police officers and people in their cars. And you can't go anywhere. Once you get stopped.
And they had a human chain.
Yeah.
So where were the police? Where was highway patrol?
Good question. Good question. Well, they did end up making a lot of arrests, I believe.
20.
Yeah.
In LAX. Yeah. That was it.
Well, Denise Simon, thanks so much. Great discussion this morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
Yeah. All right. Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. Good morning.
Take care. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back. We got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Coming up next, Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition continues on.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Thursday edition is rolling along, and we are having fun. Well, we always kind of have fun here on the show, but this morning I think we're having maybe more fun than usual. I'm just gonna say that. But we have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about as the morning rolls on. And once again, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine. Or if you have a question for our next guest, Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can also hear Chris right here in our home station of AM 860, The Answer, every Saturday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Time, also 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday afternoon. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. Without further ado, let's say good morning to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
All right. Well, there's a lot going on. There's always a lot going on. But to start off this morning, I did see this. It was in Newsweek, I believe. There's a company called Resume Builder. They did a survey of some 900 companies, and they're finding out that nearly 4 in 10 of these companies are saying they're likely going to have layoffs in 2024 because they think there could be a recession around the corner. And when they said why they're doing these layoffs or thinking about these or planning for these, they said part of it was a recession. Some said that they were going to lay off employees and replace them with artificial intelligence. So I guess, is this just like a collective sort of feeling out there, or do you think they're onto something?
Well, I mean, I think that there's still a lot of superfluous jobs out there. It depends. I didn't see the study. I don't know where they were, grinded down to the type of jobs that are being eliminated. I can tell you a lot of human resource jobs are going by the wayside. A lot of administrators and DEI and jobs that are not, helping the bottom line, they go away when things slow down. They become superfluous. And again, I think many of the companies right now are saying enough of this nonsense. And one thing that, I try to explain to kids out there, so you want to help a company's bottom line when you're there, so you make sure you don't, get yourself fired. And people, always see these stories about people that are out of work, and they're always human resource workers that can't find a job, and I keep doing it. I'm like, well, you really don't serve that much of a purpose, for crying out loud. You're really not helping the company's bottom line. Those types of jobs are going to be going away.
Well, I do see some shifting. At the very least, there's a lot of companies out there where you can outsource things like HR. And, I'm just curious if you think that that's something that's, going to be like the new pattern here, just like with a lot of things. On the technology side, you got people that have been replacing phone lines, actual phone lines. This has been happening for a while, and they transition to the cloud. Their whole phone systems just exist in the cloud. You don't need to have a telephone line come into your office ever again, these kinds of transitions where everything's outsourced, is that sort of the pattern that we might be seeing?
A lot of things are. It's great, some of the services that you can use where you can, eliminate things. There's nothing wrong with that. People are like, they're taking jobs away. Well, no, it's just the natural ebb and flow of things. When I first started in, the industry over 30 years ago, we had, specific people that we had paper tickets and logging in, trades in the book by hand and all of these things that don't exist anymore. You don't need those workers anymore for those things, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It creates greater efficiencies and greater productivity and brings costs down for certain items and for businesses. So, yeah, the dynamic most certainly has changed, and, you got to make sure that, you're on the cutting edge, your worker, that you understand this and the jobs that are going to be there for tomorrow.
Well, indeed. And those who really want to dominate, it seems like, number one, that you got to show up in some way, shape, or form, right? But if you just stick to it, there's so many people out there who aren't going to display that level of commitment and so forth that, you should be able to rise through the ranks these days.
Oh, if you put the work in. I did a podcast the other day, was making fun of this, by my opinion, a buffoon on CNN. He's had a show on there forever that, Richard Quest on Business. He was ripping into the CEO of, it was Wayfair, because the CEO of Wayfair put out a message to his workers that, was commending them and how they're helping the company turn around and, to this year to even work harder and, put that extra effort in and, it's what builds greatness and all these things. And I'm like, this guy goes off on something like that. I said, no, this is what you want. This is the type of people you want. You want to be successful. You got to treat, every job that you have, it's not your business. You treat it like it's your own business. And you're going to get noticed for things like that with the work, time, and effort that you put in. And those are the people that are the ones that get raises, and those are the ones that will advance.
Well, exactly, especially as we head into the new year, people have a fresh outlook and this kind of thing, and people can, redouble their efforts and to get noticed, like you're saying. Well, also, I know you love to talk about, and we love to talk about here on the program, how the government loves to invest all this money and make these mandates for electric vehicles. Well, it turns out that electric vehicles are starting to pile up on the lots, and the gas-powered vehicles are selling much faster. In other words, it's reversed to where it was last year. Last year, it was electric vehicles seemed to be going faster. But do you think most of the early adopters have done this now, and everybody else is just saying, I'm going to get a gas-powered car?
I think we're going to see a big wave of problems moving forward because the resale value on these EVs are not good at all. Nobody wants to buy a used one, and many people lease these things. And you know, you're going to be having in 2024 now all those EVs that were leased in 2021 are going to be coming off their lease. And what are they going to do with all these cars? What are all the rental companies? Eventually, if a certain amount of mileage of the cars they want to sell them, if they're not able to unload them, if they do, they got to do it at a major loss. China's right now, they're already piling up with these massive EV car graveyards that, you know, nobody wants after a period of time. That's going to cause a dynamic in the financing for these cars and how much it's going to cost, because if you can't sell them at the end of the lease, then what do? I mean, it's basically worthless. We're going to see what's going to happen moving forward. But, you know, the used car market is a major part of our overall auto market here in the United States. And if you have a car that, you know, after a lease you can't sell, then it's going to be a real interesting dynamic to watch moving forward.
Well, sure. And then, of course, where do all these batteries go? I mean, are we going to have big, huge holes in the earth where we just pile up lots and lots of batteries? I mean, that doesn't seem pretty eco-friendly.
Oh, no, it's not. Not, you know, not to mention we don't have the materials for the you know, to do something like that anyway. I do think that trying to recycle these batteries, they're going to, you know, probably going to be, you know, kind of a booming business in an industry moving forward. And you know, some way down the road, that's going to have to come up, because if you're talking about a major issue with all these batteries.
Well, indeed. And just in the time we have left here, we know that some of these major shipping companies are going to want to return to the Red Sea. They're starting to take some of these steps, but nothing concrete yet. But they're going to try to rely on the U.S. Navy to try, you know, protect them, basically. But you know, that's we don't know when exactly that's going to happen. So this effect on global trade is certainly going to be felt as we move forward, don't you think?
Well, one of the shipping companies agreed that they were going to start, you know, I think it was Maersk. They said that they were going to start shipping through. Obviously, there's obviously less traffic now, so maybe they're going to be, you know, they feel that they can be protected, but... you know, I've been beside myself with this whole thing. The amount of missiles being fired at, you know, our ships, commercial ships, our personnel in the region is crazy. And you know, we come back with these, you know, ridiculous responses hitting weapons depots. I don't understand why, you know, the world doesn't fear the United States military anymore. I got to believe that's leadership at the top. You know, I talked about this on the program. I said, you know, back in 1988, when an Iranian mine tore apart an American ship that was, you know, basically it was taking a Kuwaiti ship through, blew a hole through it. Reagan responded with, I mean, it knocked the hell out of the Iranians, sunk ships, hit oil platforms, and that's how it should be. I mean, I don't understand families with kids in the military can deal with this, where our kids are basically serving as drone catchers in the middle right now, because that's what they're doing. Are there targets out there? It's a target practice, and we're barely responding.
Exactly.
It's not about a proportionate response. So,
well, Chris, we appreciate it so much. Thanks, Chris. We appreciate it. We're going to talk to you tomorrow morning. Heading out to the break. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.